Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Testimony continues today in the burglary trial of State Senator Nicole Mitchell of Woodbury in Becker County. Jurors were shown officer body cam footage Tuesday from Mitchell's arrest after the April 2024 break-in at her stepmother's home in Detroit Lakes. Her defense attorney argued that she went there to check on her stepmother because her Alzheimer's disease symptoms were worsening. There's new information in the federal indictment of Vance Belter in the killings of former House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband and the shootings of Senator John Hoffman and his wife. Acting U.S. Attorney Joseph Thompson says a letter was found in Belter's abandoned car near his home in Green Isle.
In his letter, Vance Belter claims that Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota wanted him and approached him about killing United States Senator Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith. Belter claims in the letter that he wanted nothing to do with Governor Walz's plan and that he would go public if he insisted.
Thompson says the letter was Belter's fantasy and also included his confession to the crimes. It's been a month since the politically motivated attacks on two Minnesota lawmakers. DFL Representative Lee Finke of St. Paul talked about what it might be like to return to the Capitol.
Coming back into that place in February to do our jobs is going to be very hard. I don't know that we are really prepared for how that's going to feel. I don't think we can prepare for it until we get there. But I would like to see between now and then some strong bipartisan agreement on how we can make doing this job safer.
Finke says she's been targeted, attacked, and stalked since being elected as Minnesota's first transgender representative in 2022. And the Minnesota BCA is leading the investigation into the fatal police shooting of an arson suspect Tuesday in St. Louis County near Duluth. Auditions begin next week for the 52nd annual Minnesota State Fair Amateur Talent Contest. Entertainment supervisor Shannon Bukta says there are three divisions, preteen, teen, and open.
We have had quite a few people sign up for auditions already, but we still have room for more.
She says they see all sorts of talent during the auditions.
We have singers, pianists, cello players, storytellers, jugglers, yo-yo performers, bands, you name it, we see it.
She says 120 semifinalists will advance to the next round during the state fair. And Byron Buxton and Joe Ryan of the Twins both saw some action last night in the All-Star game. Buxton went 1-for-2 with a double that sparked a game-tying rally in the top of the ninth inning and scored. Ryan pitched a scoreless fourth inning for the American League and struck out two batters. The National League won the All-Star game 7-6 on a swing-off in the 10th inning. This is MNN.